Officials at Bell Canada are red-faced this morning. A printing error has resulted in the recall of new phone books that were just issued. Bell has been barraged with complaints from people whose last names start with M, as they are listed in the W section. The phone people say they want the Metropolitan Toronto phone books returned. New ones will be issued in a couple of weeks. April 1st, also known as April Fool's Day, has grown into a landmark date of sorts. Since 1975, it has become the anniversary date for the metric conversion system. You may remember, 2 years ago on this date, Fahrenheit. Remember Fahrenheit? Fondly. Was replaced by Celsius. Last April, the Metric Commission instituted kilometers, centimeters, and kilopascals and began the systematic conversion to metric packaging. Some products converted nationwide, ice cream, pet food, sugar, and snack foods among them. How is the metrification of Canada being accepted? Ron Wood, media relations person for the Metric Commission, is conducting a nationwide poll on how Canadians have accepted Celsius.
We don't know this for sure yet, so I'm really talking off the top of my head, but there is an indication that we're... In terms of Celsius, at least, where radio stations went Celsius only, the majority of people are living comfortably in Celsius. But where radio stations continue to report temperatures in dual, that is Fahrenheit and Celsius, the population is not comfortable and hasn't learned Celsius.
How did Toronto and area fare?
That is the one area where it appears... We don't have as high an awareness of Celsius as in other parts of the country.
Several new phases of metric conversion become effective today, among them the little talked-about system of metric time, which will be a reality by 1979. Robert Sion of the committee, a logistics specialist, explains the move.
We're switching from a 24-hour to a 10-hour day, and that means 10 hours will now replace 24 of the old hours. And... Also, each hour will be comprised of 100 minutes, and each minute 100 seconds.
Why are we doing this?
We're doing it because it'll afford greater accuracy in telling the time right to the second, and it'll make it much easier to calculate or do calculations involving time changes.
We haven't heard much about metric time, so we wondered how the man on the street would accept it. We talked with Bob Pennycock of Ajax.
You're so familiar with Fahrenheit and pounds and, you know, everything else. That's that, you know.
What are you going to do when they start phasing in metric time?
Learn how to do it. You know, that's the only thing you can.
You've read about it.
Well, I've just heard about it, that's all.
What have you heard so far?
Just the metric time and that, and, you know, everything to do with metric, you know. I took SI systems in when I worked for Hydro and that. You know,
what do you think about the implementation of metric time here in Canada? Do you think it's time that they went ahead and did that?
Well, all the other countries are on it. I think it'd be confusing for a while. Really confusing.
Where have you heard about this?
Just on the radio.
What will they think of next to confuse us is what many people told CFTR newsman Randall Stevens, who did the street survey. The next phase of metrification fairly boggles the mind. It's called a changeover to metric time. Metric time abolishes the 24-hour day and replaces it with a 10-hour day, and we have been told, prepare for the changeover effective in 1979. How does it work? Well, I don't know, but we have a clock drawn up by Robert Owen, logistics expert with the committee, and it shows that 7:30 a.m. current time would be 3:12 under metric time. Glennis Bell questioned him on the ramifications.
What is going to happen to people that work by the hour, that get paid $2.56 by the hour?
Well, of course, they'll still be working by the hour. It just means that they'll be working fewer hours in a day.
But the hour will be longer. It'll be 2.24.
One new hour will be 2.24 hours, but if you think in terms of working 8 hours a day, that means one-third of the day. People work one-third of the day, right? They work 8 out of 24 hours. And they'll still work one-third of the day, except that it'll only be, one-third of the day is now 3 hours and 30 minutes.
So I should imagine that they're going to have to negotiate with their bosses for more pay per hour, seeing the hour will be longer.
Well, they certainly would have to do that, but that should be automatically looked after.
Reaction from people on the street? Apprehensive. Barbara Spence of Etobicoke talked to CFTR newsman Randall Stevens.
Well, you know that after a few months, your watch really won't be any good with this changeover to metric time.
Oh, yeah. I know that. Well, I don't know. I think it's pretty difficult in this metric thing, you know, because I've learned in the other old-fashioned way, and it's pretty hard.
Have you been reading about the proposed change to metric time?
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
I think it's pretty confusing now. People have gone so far and all this.
Do you understand it? Do you have an inkling of how metric time would work?
No, not yet, because sort of I don't put myself out to know about it.
Where did you read about it? Where did you hear about it first?
On the radio.
What will you do with your watches and clocks and so on when metric time comes in?
Well, I said by then I have to learn it, so then we'll just have to do something about it.
Get new ones?
Yeah. We're not going to spend higher than we can.
There's an old expression from the Caribbean that says, never hang your hat higher than you can reach. And frankly, metric time is way up there, and I'm not very tall. For those who want to get a preview, we have one of those clocks on our information line at 362-4151. CFTR News Time is 7:41. Now, for those interested in what it would be under metric time, it's 3:20. Simple. You see, there are 10 hours in the day, 100 minutes in an hour, and 100 seconds in a minute. Simple. The morning traffic watch continues.
CFTR. I mean, you know, when you really come to think about it, this metric time thing is really going to put the blocks to, like, the midnight special on TV. Peter Zowski's 90 Minutes Live. You have to change all that. Records like In the Midnight Hour. It'll be 10 o'clock hour now. I don't know. Wow. I like to eat.
8333. Then multiply by 100,000 and you get 27083.333. This is the number of metric seconds which have elapsed to that point in time. It can readily be translated to 2 hours, 70 minutes, and 83 seconds, or 270.83 metric time. But why quibble over 17 seconds? Let's call it 271 metric time. Or even better, let's call it April Fool's Day.
I can't believe it.